And I knew that we were ready when we actually had forgotten that there were sick people outside. It didn't stay this way forever, but at the beginning, we'd be 30 minutes over our start time, and the prayer team is in there rolling on the ground, hugging each other. But God is there. And finally, somebody would come up and be like, "Hey, aren't there sick people outside?" And be like, "Oh yeah, better let them in." But now when we open the doors, they're not coming into a nice ministry. They're coming into an encounter with God. And at that point, everything began to change. Say everything. Everything began to change. All the things that we're trying to see happen out of our own effort just begin to happen in the presence. Say the presence. Everything that we've been trying to see happen out of our own efforts just begins to happen in the presence. And so this shift started to happen, and people would come into an encounter with God. And miracles just started to happen. Breakouts just started to happen. I remember the first dramatic miracle that happened in the presence, say presence, is a man who was 100% deaf in his left ear. He walked over the threshold of the door and his deaf ear popped open. Why? Because of the presence, say presence. We'd have people come in. I remember early on, there was a lady that she had 3 tumors on her chest, and she was in what we called back then the waiting room, but the presence was there and the tumors dissolved before anybody got to pray for her. Say the presence. I remember another man came in and he had a torn ligament in his knee, and God healed his knee as he just waited in the presence. And then God said, "You're no longer to call it the waiting room anymore, because there is no waiting in heaven. You're to call it the encounter room." And this one person on the guitar became 3 people, became 8 people. And now we have like 40 people on the Healing Room's worship team. They're all on rotation. And like, they're just experts at bringing the presence. Do you know when God interrupted my prayer time and he said, "Did you know Christianity isn't meant to be about God?"